Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Explore the Alpha Centauri system with your family this week as we let Netflix take a stab at a classic reboot with nostalgia for the boomers set to maximum on this week's Cosmic Lost in Space Crit. This is your GM Patrick here, colonizing a far-flung world, and joining me in battling secondary alien robots and robotic aliens are my friends and your players. To my far left, Danger Will Robinson, you are about to roll a natural one. It's Jabert jabbering away his jam from.
Wibble wobble. These are my arms going flippity-floppity all over.
Whoa! Across the digital table from me, we got Parker Posey doing her best here to be off-puttingly weird. A real stretch for her. It's Miles, make him believe as redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, ship smuggler and chicken aficionado. We got Tyler talking to Spray Deer.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, an 18-year-old medical doctor who I wouldn't trust to administer Tylenol. We drew down to play Zilix Thel.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
Okay. And across from him, a big old CGI reboot robot that lacks the charm of the terrible original. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello!
Beep boop.
I legit completely forgot that
Parker Posey last night because we were watching White Lotus and she's in.
Isn't she the worst?
I love her. I love her God. So much. But, but we were talking so about terrible. Like everyone knows her from something, but I'm not sure that everyone knows her from the same thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. She is definitely one of those actresses for sure.
Waiting for Guffman and Best in Show. And other That's people fun. Know her from apparently Lost in Space. I didn't know she was in that.
That show got three seasons.
If anyone like, oh, that's what I know her from is from like Lost in Space. They were probably born after 2000. I'm sorry. Oh. Like, because you at least like saw like the VHSs for like Kicking and Screaming or Party Girl, or you at least saw Scream 3 or something like that.
She was in Dazed and Confused. That was
Dazed
like
and Confused as well. Yeah, for sure.
Role, but like, I don't know. She's so fantastic. I love her. And
yeah, I love Parker Posey. She's great.
Best in Show. She's excellent and Best in Show. Like Parker Posey.
Yeah, that's the same year she was in Scream 3, I think.
Let's get Parker Posey on this show.
Also, Josie and the Pussycats, like, which is a great movie. That? Yeah. Huh? I don't think her part's very big.
She wasn't a member of the band. I think she was like one of the people that was like managing the band.
I think she's
something.
The agent or something.
I mean, she was too old to be one of the band, right?
Yeah, she's the CEO of the record label.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All I know is Parker Posey and Blake Lively were mean to an interviewer one time like 10 years ago, and now she's so canceled forever. How dare she be mean to one interviewer?
Wasn't that recent, though?
Like, it was pretty recent, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a while back. Well, then she probably did it more than once.
I haven't heard about the Parker Posey being mean to an interviewer, but if Parker Posey was mean to an interviewer, I don't know that interviewer did not deserve it.
Let's see. This interview was 2016, so nearly 10 years ago, like I said.
Goodness. Really?
Yes.
No, I'm just old. 2016 is like last year to me.
Yeah.
It's almost a decade ago.
I'm having a hard time. Yeah. Like our podcast is getting closer to 10 years old, you know?
Yeah, that's
And by the way, we're recording an episode of that podcast right now. This very moment.
Oh my goodness.
We already hit record. The whole thing, me talking about Lost in Space reboot, that was actually the introduction to our show.
I can't believe that reboot existed. I forgot that reboot existed at all. And you said it got three seasons?
Yeah, I got three seasons.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure they kind of finished the story there.
Yeah, I think they did. I never saw it, but I heard it was pretty solid.
I watched a lot of the first season.
The second Lost in Space reboot, because there's also the 1988 film. With Lazy Chabert.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc.
I didn't care about anyone else in 1998. Just Lazy Chabert.
I think Gary Oldman is in that one, too.
Yeah, he's Dr. Smith. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, in it.
Did Miles stutter? He didn't care about anybody except Lazy Chabert.
He's the good one. He's a good
that
actor.
He has that great line that for some reason, Gary Oldman delivers it very well. despite how bad the rest of the movie can be. But he's like, believe
story
me,
of his life.
Evil
huh?
knows evil. And like, it's such a cheesy line, but like, he delivers it with such gusto.
That is him in a nutshell, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm like Parker Posey, who stinks. I saw the first reboot film in theaters when it came out.
The very first reboot film of all films. The first time they rebooted anything.
Of Lost in Space. Speaking of what happened last time on Cosmic Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers was the first remake ever. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Last time on Cosmic Crit, you guys all got some kudos from Gray Moore for rescuing 5 missing Starfinders. And you were invited to Galarian World by Andis147 to experience the theme park's opening. While they are around a Ferris wheel, you were all attacked someone.
That's a crazy prize to get for like saving hostages.
Yeah, you're going to a theme park.
While there, you were attacked by someone in a Bar Tafon costume who turned out to be a Culling Shadow fanatic. Avoiding being slowed by his magic, you all came together to fight the Draelic, and afterwards partook in oven-roasted goblin pickled corn dogs. What's wrong with that last time on? Or is there anything wrong with it?
Oh, there were corn dog pickles. Their pickle was like there was the dog, and then around that was pickle. Well, and then around Jabert, that we did was also corn have
a whole conversation about these things after the podcast.
And Jabert is out.
Ah, oh, dang it. Also, how are you gonna oven roast a corn dog?
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
Maybe somebody should guess that.
I don't know. Let me check.
They're not
oven
roasted, they're deep fried.
Hey, nope. Now no one can get that one because Jabert spoiled it. They were indeed deep fried goblin pickled corn dogs. Anything else wrong with this?
I don't think we were next to a Ferris wheel.
What were we next to, Miles? I've already changed the map. You can't look at it.
I mean, we were like in a courtyard of some kind.
Oh, I have one.
All right. Well, we'll come back to Miles. Rebecca wants to answer.
I'm sorry.
No, interrupt Miles even more. He deserves it.
They did not turn out to be a Culling Shadow fanatic. Posey Miles is.
Whoa.
They were a whispering tyrant. They were dressed as a whispering tyrant.
Wow, Rebecca, so wrong once again. No, they turned out to be Culling Shadow fanatics. But yes, Bartafon is the whispering tyrant, unfortunately. Not correct. Somehow, now Drew Wilson. Tyler have to get them all. This is like the easiest one I've ever written.
Very little down last week.
Oh yeah, no, you were half here.
I was all here. I was just having fun, Patrick. I really was not drunk.
I cannot believe you. Go back and listen to that recording. You mixed fun with
if that's Rebecca drinking, then I must be blasted every day on this show or every time on this show.
All right, Miles, Drew, Tyler, you guys got a sweep in order to get the reroll.
Miles, you want to finish your thought on the Ferris wheel?
It wasn't a Ferris wheel.
I know we were in a courtyard. I don't know if we were like there was the like, I know there was like a center fountain of.
I'll allow it. Yes. That is all I wrote down was fountain instead of.
Okay, great. Okay. Yes.
Somehow Miles.
Give it up for me.
Somehow Miles did it. He did it. Yes, because if you remember, Bartafon was, the Draelic was knocked into the fountain at the end.
Well, I knew I had to drive around something. That's all I remembered.
Yep, children's bodies that you heard them knocking over.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Fuck them kids.
Drew, what you got?
We did get kudos from Graymore. We got kudos from Andis148.
Boy, howdy.
What?
No, Drew. Really just knocking it into... into the
when we spend the most foul of an line here, in a fight, disassociate.
So many things wrong, Tyler. This is just for style points and to keep me. Oh no, I'm going to get a reroll, right? Yes, because we have so many wrongs here.
I don't know what the
style points.
For style points, I'm going to say it wasn't 5 missing Starfinders; it was 4.
That's one of them. It wasn't Andis 147. It's way very much Andis 148.
Oh,
that guy died like 6 years ago in universe and real life.
Honestly, I blame Jabert specifically for this one.
And yes, you were not almost confused, or you were almost confused, not almost slowed, and they were deep fried goblin pickled corn dogs.
I cannot believe that you actually held it against me that I said that the corn dog was made differently.
I cannot believe that. You can't believe that?
I won't believe it.
Dude, nothing starts an episode off right by a controversial last time on.
Oh, it's so controversial.
It's so controversial.
Wow. Wow, good times. All right, well, I'll use my reroll well to absolutely.
Wait. I thought you only got a reroll if no one got something right.
No, that's way too easy for one person to get one thing correct. Now, you guys got to get the majority of them, I think, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we make up these rules as we go, so that sounds about as good.
Yeah, they change about every change every week, yeah. Really.
I demand a recount.
The one time Miles answered something, he's like, no way.
Mine should count twice.
I'm surprised as you. Right. So, after deep fried goblin pickled corn dogs here, Andis can show you around a little bit more of the park, but Andis will lead you to kind of outside the bounds of the park, still under construction, a large star-shaped building that has nearly so many points it's almost circular from the outside.
Is that where the Guardians of the Galaxy ride is going to be?
Shh, no spoilers. A large icosagram, a painting on the stone floor in the center of what is to be a Temple of Triune, a 20-pointed star with an arcane mechanical looking runes carved into the poured concrete floor. There are some workers kind of working on the walls here, installing glass towards the back of the structure. But Andis welcomes you in and asks you not trip corn dog or ice cream juices on the floor and says, let me welcome you to the Temple of the One. We are still putting the finishing touches on this place, and the final mission of our organization is yet to be complete. I would like to get down to business, if it's all right, and tell you what we are planning here. Absalom Colony, Galarian Land, and World LTD, we are requesting your help in setting up a ritual known as the Unification Ceremony. You see, the Founding 19 has gathered over many years, 18 of the original androids that landed on Galarion here millennia ago. And from time immemorial, there has been a prophecy that once the 19th member is found and all are brought together, we will finally be able to perhaps reunite with our source code and our true creator, Triune, the three gods in one. Well, we believe this year that we might have finally found that original 19th android vessel. We are taking very great care to secretly transport them here to the Waydana system, here to Galarion, and here to this very temple. It might still take a few months, but once that is done, we are going to be starting a very long, very complicated ritual, and one that we fear might be disrupted by this incursion by the Culling Shadow. Can you tell me what you all know of this entity on a scale of space goblin to civ, full civ invasion, please? where are we right now? Just stop my hand. I'm raising and lowering my hand. Goblin at bottom, civ at the top.
Stop.
Oh, it's pretty high. Oh no.
I mean, happy to, I mean, Praetor will gladly reveal all that they know about the entity that swoops through here every, I think it's like 10 years or something, and kills every living creature and then moves on.
Living creatures, that includes androids. I do not enjoy that.
Mm-mm.
What What are you and the other colonies doing to stop it?
Stop it?
Worshipping it. Yeah, just hoping that, you know.
Yeah, we're hoping daddy comes home.
You see, and just pulls out a giant warhammer. It's like, I will have to destroy you.
Did you swear off violence last episode?
I'll make an exception.
Only to help trapping the PCs, not hurting them. You guys can take on a level 20 PC, right?
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
The last cycle that the last living beings that were on this planet when this, on the last cycle, they tried to develop a prototype countermeasure using positive energy. We are working on unraveling the secrets of this prototype, hoping that it will counteract the vast negative energy and radiation effects so that we can survive this incursion into the system by this entity.
Yes. Well, we, the corporate backers here and the colony itself, would like to help dedicate a significant chunk of resources to the research cause. And perhaps in return, we would like to ask you, when the time comes, if we could potentially make use of your colony's security systems. When our ritual is underway, we have heard through the grapevine that you have a satellite system already in place around the colony.
So secret. How did they know?
Oh, Nack and Raimi told.
Oh, they just us. Say it. They just
yeah,
said it.
They literally just said it. Oh, you could probably do this, but yes, we worry not just about the Draelix, but there are other enemies out there of the 19. Greedy corporations like Aspis, perhaps trying to delay, disrupt, or steal our work.
Yeah, Aspis, but more like Aspis.
We understand. If you know, obviously we support your efforts, so if our satellites are what you need, then that is what you have.
While we were told this information by Nack and Raimi, I wanted to ask you and not go over your heads, for I believe if I had asked them, they would have strong-armed you into helping us, but I have a great deal of respect, having been here on this planet for some time now, for what you have built since touching down in Viridian. So please allow us here to help you now, and we hope that we can receive help from you in the future. That is all I brought you here to say, but you are welcome to stay in the park as guest as long as you'd like. I can get you the drift pass to get onto rides through the drift lane. See what we did there. Yeah. And I'm sorry that guy tried to murder you. They will be fired, believe you and me, if they worked here, actually. So Don't worry about that. And I apologize. The pickled corn dogs were a little cool in the center. A little cool for my likey, at least.
Also, we oven roasted them for some reason. That was crazy. Why did we do that?
Canonically, they did not oven roast them. are you interested in a little vacation? Do you want to stay in Galarian World?
I mean, I feel like we have a lot to do. Maybe at the end of all this, we can come back.
Yeah, like three rides. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's time to play.
Three rides. I hope you know Galarian World is the first thing getting cold, getting shadowed, if you will. All those mascots. It's the
happiest place on Galarian.
All those mascots turning undead immediately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight all the gods in necro form.
But just like the people dressed up as the gods, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They definitely won't get demigod levels and get boosted up.
Don't you threaten me with a good time there, Patrick?
Whoa.
Did Bar Tafon last week say Gorsh at all? Because that's now all I can think of is.
I don't think so. Not a single Gorsh popped out of him. Some blub, blub, blub came out of him when you dunked him in the fountain. Right, well, you guys are free to head back to Viridian if you'd like. Take care of any business there. Continue your research. or, you know, I mean, you have to walk past a bunch of the rides on the way out. So if you want to, they're there. I forgot that Shire is in the space mech. So he's not in any hurry to get back. He's outside in the mech. You're not allowed to bring the vehicle into these secret meetings anymore. Good times. Okay. Yeah. So are you guys okay to head back to Viridian?
Yeah.
I'm sorry the rest of the AP is not here in Galarian world.
I am too.
If you want, we could just pause Starfinder and play a Pathfinder AP real quick, like a 4-year adventure in and out, and just pretend it's in Galarian world.
Let's just bring Jason back, because he had us do the amusement park time for Criticons.
Very fun. But yeah, I think we joked about it last week. It's like your characters just do all the things that happened in Skull and Shackles. Just pretend that obviously Rebecca and Tyler are their characters from that, mm-hmm. and somehow grossly we combined Drew and Miles into Seth. I think that math works out. One Drew plus one Miles equals Seth.
I imagine Drew and Miles's characters were in line for whatever the Tron equivalent is in this
world. That's fair.
And we all went on a highly immersive Pirates in the Shackles experience. And it was amazing. Take
the VR headset off of you. It's like, has it been 4 years? Has it been? Oh, geez.
It's like when you go on the Millennium Falcon ride and you got a party of four, but there's still two other seats that get filled by two other random people.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
There have been so many Pathfinder APs, but I think I have threatened people to convert Iron Gods into second edition because it's got a lot of Starfinder-y stuff in there. There's laser pistols in there. But the one that gets everyone is, of course, Reign of Winter. Jabert knows all about Reign of Winter because that is the Pathfinder AP that makes Earth, like our Earth, canon in the Pathfinder universe. Like it exists in Pathfinder because of that AP. You go to Russia in World War One,
and during the Russian Revolution. It's great.
You're fighting Baba Yaga, who is the Baba Yaga from Earth.
Yes,
who is like also canonically from Earth. Like she's from Earth. Like she's like what, like Earth's contribution to the universe of Galarian is the Baba Yaga, which is like great job, Earth.
Spoiler warning, book 5 of that AP is called Rasputin Must Die.
And it's good. It's
the real Grigori Rasputin.
Yeah. It's good to know that everyone in Pathfinder is just, our best import was Baba, or export was Baba Yaga. Everyone's like, oh man, we hate Earth.
Like, oh, we know all about Earth. Thanks a lot, by the way. Now we have to sacrifice our children to this witch queen.
Sounds about right for us.
Yeah, that's
what are we playing?
Of course,
Starfinder. A few weeks later, Sharpwing Satellite picks up a distress call from a small starship plummeting through the atmosphere, and it looks like it's from the satellite imagery that you pick up, projected to crash into the mountains far north of Viridian Colony. You get maybe bits and clips of a garbled message sent out to Viridian about injured crew, failing engines, things like that. But Ezra and Shire brings you into the emergency, the special room that you guys meet in for Project Sharpwing to lay out all the data, boop, 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 like pictures of what looks like fire and smoke behind this vehicle, and some suggestions on crash points in the mountains to go look into. He's like, I can't believe we've got another potential spaceship to rescue here, but it looks like it is only a few hours away if you take the Peridot Peregrine. Are you guys ready for an adventure?
Let's go save an android.
What now?
Go save an android. Oh, what? I'm just... I'm sorry. I'm assuming that this is the vehicle that is transporting maybe like the last member of that founding 19 thing. I don't know. The two things have just happened so close together. I think maybe I'm assuming they're related. I'm assuming they're related, or perhaps that's just wishful thinking on my part so that Andus owes us more.
I'm just going to write down founding 19 Android. Now it is. No, what would you guys like to do to prepare for perhaps a search and rescue of a crashed vehicle?
Buy bigger guns.
Yeah, well, is there any shopping you care to do?
Yeah, we should buy.
Did we get more money since last time we went shopping? Or
we're still rocking that whatever, like $6,000 or whatever that we got from
cool. Graymore for saving.
Mom gave us $10 for dinner.
Starfinders.
Mom bought us $10 for dinner for sure. who's our? Because we're gonna be tracking things out in the wilderness. Who's our best survivalist again?
Maybe. +19
Oh,
I have a +12
Let's talk. It's one of my high ones. +7
Also, I mean, I do have a +12 but I can also use my Unity Tendril automatic assist.
Please don't.
Oh, put it away, Drew.
Ever again.
Drew, every time you say Unity Tendril, our friendship diminishes substantially.
a little thing pops up under Tyler's video feed that says Tyler will remember that.
Yeah.
Doesn't enjoy.
All right, I'm seeing some basic things we can get, like a flare gun and a emergency beacon. Probably pick up some of those for cheap.
How about some rope?
I've got some rope.
Or
I have a climbing kit.
Cable.
And a flashlight. Cable. Cable line.
It's a survey map. Oh, let's pick up a survey map. It gives us a +2 bonus to survival checks to navigate a region.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's only 80 credits.
You can buy a generic map and it helps you.
You can buy a navigational map.
Maps help you.
And +2 bonus, yeah, to survival. So
is it like a subscription to Google Maps or something? Like I'm trying to figure out what it
is. Yeah. Hey, well, in our case, it's whatever our Starfire link. What is our spy satellite ring called again? Sharpwing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Sharpwing Maps.
Maps.
Name. But yes, it is a 80 credit subscription fee. And I don't know if there's going to be. If we wanted to be really cool, I think we could afford. Yeah. What is this? I'm looking at biological transport. We can rent a gargantuan creature. For transportation purposes. Gosh, there's some weird things buried in Starfinder. I love finding
like an elephant.
Yeah, so there are literally you can rent creatures for riding or transportation.
There's just an undead guy in your colony all of a sudden who's like, helicopters, get your helicopters here. I don't know why we transported helicopters all the way to this planet, but we did.
We did.
Exactly five of them that you could ride.
From medium all the way up to gargantuan. The gargantuan ones costing 650 credits per day that we have them.
Oh, boy.
But don't worry.
Baga books out.
Don't worry, we can also rent a colossal creature for 3,000 credits per day.
Well, there you go. That's the money from Graymore. You guys can rent one of them, put like a nice wicker basket on their back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ride in style instead of the short few hour ship trip. It'll be a 5-week adventure into the mountains on the back of an helicopter.
You know what it makes me think of is in Aladdin when he's riding the elephant, like they turn Abu into an elephant and they ride around on him. Yep. That's what it sounds like.
It's very unfair to that tiny monkey who's got to go back to being a monkey after.
Yes.
Imagine the size change and just being like,
oh, yeah.
There are a lot of unfair things in that movie that happen to be truthful. But yeah.
A lot of size things.
Yeah. And also there's that big parade and then everything just disappears. And it's like, Genie, why did you take it all away? Like,
also, how about Aladdin wishes to actually be a prince, but he's still not
actually a prince. He's just a pretend prince. There are a lot of problems with that movie. Let's move on.
He wishes to be a prince.
Yes.
And why was Will Smith in it?
he's still the prince. I don't think it's so much of the fact that he is. I think it's more the fact that he's a prince of a completely fictional area that has no real assets or economic contributions to the Agrabah.
Yeah, but like, what kind of genie is that that like makes him a fake prince of a fake place?
Every genie ever, they always are monkey paw jerks.
He essentially did the equivalent of like, hey, I bought you 1 square foot of land in this one part of the UK, and now you can actually call yourself a lord. That's what genie did, and while it is like technically correct, it will not help you actually win the hearts of a duchess.
You gotta write out your wishes very specifically and like try to not get any hinks. You gotta be like, I want to be the rightful heir to the throne of England, comma Earth.
Can I tell you something about
other planets, and then you got weird aliens fawning over you that you don't want?
Can I tell you about something about Starfinder that just really, really makes me see red a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
In this game, there is a piece of gear that you can buy that is just blanket. You can buy a blanket, and that's not, and like,
how many credits is it? That's what I want to know. How many credits?
It is 3 credits. It is 3 credits.
So that's how much it costs. A credit is worth slightly more than a dollar.
Got it. Mm-hmm. But what drives me, what boggles me is the book that the blanket was introduced in was Starfinder Armory. Like, not the core rule book, but somebody when they were writing Armory was like, oh, we need one more item. I don't know, a blanket.
Got it. Same thing with bedroll, but blanket has a very long entry. Like, it is hilariously long.
Yeah, it's very silly. Yeah, I can't think of I don't see any other gear that is really more important, I think, than the navigational map for that plus different nice little plus two.
I mean, yeah, you guys are also you are gonna fly there, right? You are not gonna take vehicle or troops mounts.
We'll fly.
Heading east to the World's Edge Mountains, some of the tallest in Galarion.
Just beyond the riverbend.
Always capped in ice at their tops, perennially capped in ice. And as you load up in the Peregrine, it's a few hours later. But yeah, you reach where the Sharpwing says this thing lately went down, or a rocky valley hidden from view by the
some sort of a hidden valley. Look, there's a ranch. I found a ranch at the peaks. Bottom of the valley.
There's also clouds that are obscuring the view, but the closest you can get with the starship is a landing spot that will allow you to walk beneath the clouds and do some explorationing. Do you want to? Well, I think Rebecca, give me a survival check to get a lay of the land, perhaps, and get some bearing. It is very cold here in the valley. It's not below freezing. But the air is thin while you're up here.
Can this be assisted?
Yeah, not great. 26.
You can assist. I don't think we'll need it for that. You're basically just trying not to head out of the valley while you explore it. Don't get lost in the valley where you're finding the hidden things. But yeah, after about an hour or so of searching on foot, you find what looks like a modest shuttle at the base of a small scree on the western side of the valley. Though it looks battered, it does seem to be in remarkably good shape for having recently crashed. The hull is scraped and pitted in various places, but you see the telltale scorching of laser fire marks near its rear thruster. The vessel's one entrance stands open in the back, gaping like the gaping mouth of a hungry creature. That is what you see, and that's where I'll take us on the map.
Poop. Like some kind of gaping gaper.
So gaping. I'll show you.
I'll show you gaping.
Can you remind me where in the world we are? Are we on Galarian?
North of our colony. North of our colony.
Actually, east of the colony, I think.
Sorry.
East of the colony. Okay.
East of our
territory. I don't even know if it's on the map.
You said
map
north
of,
earlier, so I just want to make sure.
I assumed all the mountains are north because they're cold.
No, we have the Five Kings Mountains.
No, I don't want to put it in your colony. So this is maybe one full colony size away east of where kind of Tal'Dor was in ancient Galerion. Oh. And this is the World's Edge Mountains are kind of what separates like the Europe of this world with the other side of the continent. Yeah. Once again, Galerion is not the planet in the AP, so I'm changing things up a little bit as always. You know me, I do that.
Flying by the seat.
I'm just
of
trying
our
to orient myself. Okay.
World is crazy.
We are east, and there are no other colonies east of us, so we're just in wilderness.
Not currently. There's other continents on the planet that are earmarked for like future colonization. They tried to bunch the first ones in one area.
We're going to flood all that with just terrible radiation so that nobody can survive there.
Well, if you just wait.
Pulling shutter that way.
Wait one more book. You don't got to do it yourself. you'll find some help in that regards. So that is what you see here when you get to the look. It's not even like a complete starship. This is more like a shuttle you would take from a larger ship. Down, it's only about 60 feet long. You can see the tip of it up here.
Jam from go knock.
You got it, boss. And I, how far away is it? How many?
Well, I've put like you on the map here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
I go up
like
and knock. I go up and knock
20 feet away. You go.
I go with tonking on the door.
I've got my pistol out.
Yeah,
ready to go.
I think we're all armed,
and the car is big.
So big.
Jamfram is small.
Yeah. Vehicle. Right. As a response to this old man a knocking.
He played 10.
You see a number of Draelic cultists stepping out of the alleys here, of the hidden little compartments of this shuttle. Weapons drawn.
These Draelic rangers don't have a chance.
Ready for a fight? Give us the necropositrine ray or you shall suffer.
He said that in kind of a cool heavy metal way, so I like this guy.
Give it to us or else. Well, let's roll into the initiative turnover.
Oh, man.
These guys again, what's our... Come on.
I was excited. I'm a little upset at them that they robbed me of my excitement.
Hey, I did a good job.
Noise.
Did a good job. Did a good job.
Oh, doggo.
I missed it.
See tail wagging.
Aww.
It's all blurry. Pet Ripley for me.
Can you hear there this? You go. My dog so does cute. Just like kick the door open to the recording. Like
it happens once a month. So often on Kaiju versus History.
Yeah, just about once a month. It's like, what's going on in here? And I've got like, I should probably clear off my doorknob, but I have like lanyards from like conventions and things in the past, and they're very loud. So jangly. Yeah, you can go outside by yourself, dog. I'm about to try and kill my friends with Culling Shadow Cultists.
I know what I want to do.
Guys, we're close to rolling in order here. Let's see if they actually do well to get the drop on you. Doesn't look like it. Asher and Sky, you are first.
All right. Can I see them?
Yeah, looks like they're mostly behind cover from you if you're still outside of the vehicle. Oh, sorry. Let me reveal this entire vehicle. Fruit. There you go.
Okay, so I see they exist, but they are behind cover.
Yeah, from where you are, for sure.
All right. Can I move up to here and like kind of be behind cover myself and like peek out and shoot at one?
Yes. One. Yeah. So these are like rows of seats or pods, I believe, on the shuttle. There's two of them, about 15 feet wide on each side, starboard and port of the shuttle. And there you can see at least a couple here, kind of maybe peeking over the top of these.
Okay. I'm going to shoot at one with my laser pistol.
Okay.
The one to my west, that's a 12 to hit, or 12 on the trick and a 29 to hit.
A trick and a hit.
Sweet. How much is that? 36?
Ouch. A March. Okay, so that I'm just going to do this closest one here. A shot hitting through the cover, through the seats here, as we go to Zilixthel is next.
And this one is flat-footed.
Guess I'll mark it on this token so we don't forget.
I'm assuming I can't see anything from down here.
Yeah, they're behind, you know, definitely improved cover. I think you can see down the steps. There's some commotion.
Follow my lead. All right, so we're gonna move all the way up, and we're gonna shoot at this one that Asher and Sky just shot at.
Ooh, Drew Starnoff was off strong.
Drew!
I think I might want to reroll this. We didn't get one. Oh.
Hey, look at this guy. Look at him. I'm going to kill you first, Drew. A cosmic crit here. One max damage dice on a natural 20. Just got another critical shout out. If you want to be shouted out on the podcast every time we roll natural 20 for an attack, especially, you can support us on Patreon. Oh, we love them. We love those Patreon supporters. Patreon. This is from our good friend Ilstridsvigan. I should probably ask them how to pronounce Ilstridsvigan, who supported us for several years. Just wanted to give the crew a shout out for just being an awesome group, and to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Keep on rocking my people. Or keep rocking my people.
He's about to rock your people.
keep rocking my people. It means either we are their people, or they want us to rock their people.
Some more.
Keep rocking my people. Drew, how much damage is this? And do you want to?
It's only 19.
You don't get a card. I don't know where I put the deck. Okay. Where is it?
Where are you?
He doesn't let us have the critical hit deck on our own.
Did you take the deck? The critical hit deck? I have fumble right here. Do you want me to pull a fumble card? Where could it be? They're usually right next to one another. It's behind my coffee cup. Here we go, Drew. I'm going to pull it just for you. Just for your sweet, sweet natural one. What kind of damage are we doing here, Drew?
Would be fire damage.
You can attempt a free bull rush combat maneuver against the target at the same attack bonus, regardless of range. So you can bull rush attempt to push them back. It is crazy high. Wow. No, it's 10 plus there.
Yeah. Why would I do that if I'm shooting a ranged weapon?
I mean, it's like the force of the laser blast, kind of Cyclops style, can push them backwards.
Over with the laser blast. Okay, yes, okay.
I don't think it will knock him over, but it will potentially get him out of cover if you succeed.
Yeah, so I just did D20 for this?
Yes. Okay, six is not going to be enough, but still taking, what's 19 plus 18? 37?
37.
37 damage in a row. Your crit almost. No, it did do more damage than Rebecca. Okay. And that one is bloodied after a couple pretty meaty hits here. And, well, that's going to take us to Jam From.
Oh, it's me.
Let's do it.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. All right. I'm going to step up to, let's see. Is there these guys behind a barricade right here? Is that what I'm seeing?
It just like a little bit of cover. Yeah, okay. Not really a barricade, but...
Okay, I'll stand here so I can sort of get around this barricade a bit. And I'm standing right sort of in between the two sets of barricades. And there's one right here on my left that looks like he's got a little skull and crossbones. He's probably... get him to flat-footed or something.
He flat-footed, yeah. He got blasted with a couple of pretty nasty laser pistol, laser
rifle. No-footed. 33 to hit?
Yep, that's a hit.
All right, for 24 slashing damage.
Kind of get you all into this here second edition.
Can Jabert actually roll to cut off that guy's foot?
No, he's still alive.
If I get a 20, I can.
Okay, Pradier is next, Tyler.
I'm going to move up a bunch. And... we are going to use a spell. These things have brains, which is good for me.
Love those.
I do like those quite a bit. Why don't we just try to mind explode this one that has taken some serious damage? Can you make a will save for a lower level mind thrust?
Yeah, I can. You know that I can.
Please, please do.
Will. Okay. Well, it's not good. It's a bow, be bow. 11. I'm sure that is likely a critical fail in second edition Starfinder, but it's just a fail, right?
If only.
45 points of damage.
Okay. Well, he had 7 hit points left, so that's one dead Draelic.
Dang it, I should have gone lower.
Miles Redacted is next.
So if Redacted were just to, like, lay on the horn for, like, a solid minute, would that cause the Draelics to become enraged and come outside?
Yes, a solid minute is 10 rounds of combat, so you'll be there a while.
Well, I mean, just, like, if I were just to lay on the horn, would they come out, or...
It's possible, but right now, like, literally all your teammates are blocking the only exit.
Yeah, that's even more fun. Because so
these four first, and then I'll deal with the car horn. It's like, oh man, someone left the car alarm on outside.
Oh man, I really thought they were gonna, like, come out and attack us. That's
because that is what you wanted. Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly what I wanted. But you just don't want to give me what I want.
You guys walked into the vehicle. I don't know what you want from me.
There's no you guys here. I was outside being patient.
You could have rolled higher on your initiative roll if you wanted to start the combat with horn laying on. But here we are. Here we are.
All right. So then I guess, like, Redacted just, like, kind of, like, lets out a huge sigh and just kind of, like, saunters over to the top of the stairs and takes a shot at, I guess, the one to the left of Jamfram.
Okay. All right. Gonna be some deep cover there as well, but silly.
I mean, is any of them not gonna be deep cover for this?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So what? All right.
Can you do as bad as you did last week? Yeah, you are just shy. I think if that one had some flat-footed on it, that would have worked. But they have killed one of these Draelic, and they didn't leave any for you. No Draelic meat on the bone. Okay. I think we're going to have a couple. This one moves up from the back here. A couple of them are going to move straight up to engage Jamfro. And I'm going to make one attack for each of them as they pull out dark purpley solar infused weapons here. Solarian infused weapons.
It's so hilarious.
Ooh, there we go, baby. That's what we'd like to see, baby. What is your KAC?
31.
31. So as a hit and a crit. A hit. I'm going to take.
Can I take a card?
No. What level are you guys?
Oh.
Way too high. Way too high is the answer.
10, I think. 10.
But their Solarian weapon does have critical wounds, so I do get a critical effect. Just the 1d21, right? Yes. Critical wound on a Jamfram. I'll roll this first for funsies. Boo, just bleed. No I mean, arm chop.
That's the good one. So
it's not bad. So it's a 1d6 bleed damage on your turn, and I will roll the crit damage for you here. This is going to be all piercing damage. Mm-hmm. So the hit is just 22 points of damage, and the crit's going to be double 36 points of piercing damage on the crit.
Okay,
and the other two are going to take some shots, I think.
I think we're both going to go to Zilix. Zilix did a lot of damage here as well.
They have these Draelic beam weapons. They seem to be firing at Zilix, who is behind cover. But I think I'm still going to hit. What is your EAC, Drew?
22.
13 is going to be a hit, right? Yes, even with cover bonuses. Cover bonuses.
But Prettier has been in my way. Does that give me any more?
You're right next to him. This is acid and fire damage. So the first one is 17 points of damage, and the second is 14. So acid, fire. I don't know if you have any resistances. That is their turn, but from behind them, you hear one of them shout, "Come on out, we need your help right now!" And you hear clonk, clonk, clonk.
It's a honking their own horn.
It's an alien-looking robot. It looks like a Lost in Space kind of robot coming out with big old chunky legs. Look at this robot. Let's see here. Do I have their stats up in front of me? No, I do not. That would be too easy. Bring him up. He's going to go stand where this dead guy was. Bingo, bango.
Uncle.
A new robot enters the arena. It's a fun name. The Balrod. Balrod robot.
It's like from that one movie, but it's different. This is a rod. It's hard.
A towering barrel-chested robot is its description. It comes right up to Jamfram and makes a big old slammy attack. A slambo, if you will. Natural one. Uh-oh. Raggy.
Yeah. Oh, there's that side of the dice, too.
No! I do think it is lower level still than you. It's no card, but very, very sad entrance for the cool Balrog robot. As it just kind of smashes the seat in front of you. These guys are going to take a quick step back. The one's not in the center aisle. And that is going to be their turn. Turn two, Asher and Sky. What would you like to do?
All right. Can I jump over? Are these seats? What is in front of me?
Yeah, I'd imagine they are kind of seats slash pods that you could be kind of like strapped into for shuttle entry into a planet.
Okay.
So think maybe more seats on an airplane. They're fairly tall. You can get full cover behind them if you hide and clamber over them, perhaps with a simple athletics check.
Okay. Before I move, would these guys have cover if I shot over these things?
Just about any of them, they would have at least soft cover.
All the ones I'm adjacent to, you get coordinated shot for, though. So,
all right. But I could like jump over here and still get coordinated shot and still have a better shot, less cover, or no?
No. Well, if you want to shoot the ones that's not immediately adjacent to them, like this one here that was firing ranged, they probably wouldn't get cover, but you would not have coordinated shot because that is not one of the ones next to Jamfram.
Right. So there's really no purpose in my moving, right?
Not if you want to shoot one of the ones next to Jamfram. The one right in front of him.
Coordinated shot. Okay.
Yeah. Would have the one directly in front of him would just have a +2 bonus.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to shoot the one to his right.
Okay.
Currently.
We'll have +4, but probably still going to hit.
It's fine. Here we go. 16 or lower on the trick and 22 to hit, but that doesn't include coordinated shot.
It is armor class of 23, I think, with the coordinated shot. That will be a hit and a trick success, of course. So
nice.
How much damage?
Let's see. Oh, I can't read that. 15 plus 14. So like 29.
Got it on the board. So this one to Jamfram's right, juked out by a shot that a laser pistol shot blasts through the headrest and gets him good in the shoulder as we head to Zilixthel. Drew.
I'm going to aim at the one that is just north of Jamfram.
All right.
And we are going to boost and shoot.
Boost, shoot, and boogie.
That's 20 plus coordinated shot.
I think with the coordinated shot, yes, that is a hit. 21. It's all coming up coordinated shot. All CS for Jamfram.
Oh, boy.
How much is this?
That's 17. I've got to roll my boost. But
the boost.
Of course, every week I have to relook up what my boost is. So sorry.
It's like 2d8 or something, right?
It's 2d6.
Put it in the macro.
Ridiculous. All right. 5 and a 3.
Okay, so 25 fire koto. Got it. Pray, dear.
I need a will save from the Draelic that is currently being Eiffel Towered by the large robot and the wounded Draelic.
Don't worry, listeners. This Draelic's just sightseeing.
All right. Well, Tyler, these Draelings are got to be your favorite enemy in this campaign.
Yeah, 100%.
3 on the previous will save, a 4 on the dice here.
This is the spell Paranoia. So what Paranoia does is you treat all other creatures as enemies and only yourself as an ally. You must attempt attacks of opportunity whenever any creature provokes them. In addition, the target is shaken while adjacent to more than one creature.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
He's so shaken right now.
That one's having a bad day. Then I'm going to move out of this. I'm going to move more. Oh, boy. Here, I suppose, if I can do that.
That will take us to Redacted, Miles.
Okay. This center one's flat-footed, right?
No. The one immediately to the right here is.
This one is? All right. So Redacted will take it 2 shots at that one.
Okay. Got the cover, but that will be mostly negated, at least half negated by the flat-footed.
24?
You've not included the negative for multi-shot,
no, I have
is that
not.
Correct?
Correct.
So 20?
20, yes.
That is a miss. So okay. It looks like we need more than a 13.
And I don't get it.
12 on the second dice.
I'm just going to walk back to my car.
Either one of these would have been a hit by themselves, but 2 shots, the sea is just getting lit up. Pew, pew, pew. As we go to their turn, I think I will take the one that is paranoid first. And while it treats no allies as allies and starts looking around extremely, that's pretty close to confusion, right?
It's very close to confusion, except you still get to make a choice versus rolling randomly.
I think I gotta roll randomly. It's got a Draelic Culling Shadow Buddy to its left. It's got this Balrog robot to its right and Jamprom right in front of it. In that order, I'm gonna roll a d6. It is going to attack the robot.
Bad
with,
choice.
The one we already got to.
I think just, no, I'll do 2 attacks. I guess it's a little different from confusion that way. So I've got a 12 and a 13 against its KAC. That is plus 13 for the solar weapon. So these are 2 hits for the Draelic, which is not bad. There's some DR here as you see the dark blade trying to cut through this robot's hide. Tyler, do you want to roll the damage dice? Seems like you're
sure.
Kind of made an ally here. It's 2d6 twice.
There's 1. There's 2. All right. I've not done as well for it as I was hoping, but that's all right.
All right. So pretty good. Pretty average. Yeah, about half this damage, maybe less than half of this damage looks like it is going through here. Can I do math? Yes, I am doing math, everyone, in my head on the fly.
Whoa.
Okay, you see what looks like the techno metal skin of this robot lighting up with these hits. Just kind of like maybe Black Panther's suit. Each hit, physical damage seems to be getting somewhat absorbed by some kind of technology. I need Jamfram to make me a fortitude save. Yes, a fortitude save as you see a blast of energy coming off of the bell rod. A big old blast energy.
Let's see. I rolled a 20. It's a 9 on the dice. Let's see. I can reroll a failed fortitude save once per day. So I guess let's see if a 20 is good.
It is a success. I think this is, is a half damage. So Taking 5 points of kinetic force damage. I'm going to roll. This also affects the Draelic that just hit the robot. Ooh, and it has succeeded as well. So it's also taking 5 points of damage. The robot's like, do not arm the Balrog, please. And this other flat-footed Draelic right next to him is going to make 2 attacks against Jamfram. He's going to try.
Did I take my turn this round? I don't think I took my turn this round. Ooh. Zilix and straight to, I don't know, Redacted.
Oh maybe? Yeah, it went straight to.
You weren't.
Oh yeah, so we should redo everything. I should retake my shots.
That's true. Let's rewind.
No, you just, you know what, Jamfram? Yeah, Chipert.
Do I get to go to the top of the turn order?
You get to do whatever you want this turn, because this isn't the first time we've skipped over Jabert, a.k.a. Jamfram. And you don't deserve that. No one deserves that. I have skipped over my own guys, and I feel bad for them. I don't feel bad for me, though. I don't feel bad for me.
This is probably such, but just like, oh.
I
don't mind delaying in the round. That's fine.
No, you take your action right now, and I'll get back to my turn.
All right. Okay. Let's see. If this guy's flat-footed, I'll attack him.
Yeah. One attack.
No, let's do two. Let's make two attacks.
I was about to say, please roll one and then miss, and be like, all right, back to their turn.
28
versus a hit.
All right. 31 Yee. Slashing.
Okay, he's bloodied immediately.
All right, and the second. Oh, make money. No whammy. No whammy.
Please live.
Ah,
please
live. A two.
All right. He lives for a crackback against Jamfram. They're locked in a duel. Oh, and I've already rolled a 13 on the dice, which is only 27. So that is going to be a miss against you. But yes, we did forget your turn. So go ahead and roll that bleed damage. That beautiful bleed damage. Just D6.
Oh, right. I have to roll a D6 for my ongoing damage for my bleed.
5, yeah. If we skip your turn, you would have kept all those sweet hit points.
Sweet, sweet hitties.
Okay, these two in the back are going to probably get a little closer over here. Snuggle up to the cover and take a shot. I think we're going for Praetor now. I think you see a spellcaster and you gotta take him out. Take him right out.
I can't blame you.
19, a super hit on one of these, 9 on the other.
Also a hit.
Oh no, there is a critical effect on this
is it
lesser culling ray.
Disintegrate spellcaster? Is that?
It rhymes with disintegrate.
Oh.
Attack. If your attack roll is a natural 20, I guess it kind of is a critical hit. Make me a fortitude save.
My worst one. You have found my weakness, healthiness.
It is only DC 15, so.
Oh, well, don't. Hey. I'm rolling nothing but upper crust. 18 on the dice, 22.
Yeah, so their weapons have the irradiate critical, so you would have been blasted with a dose of probably non-lethal low radiation if that had hit.
Yeah, I just suck it up. You know how it goes with that.
Basically, I've been there, done that. Let's see.
This feels like
in total, this is 18 plus 14, 32 points of acid and fire damage from two shots.
All right, so half my SP, thanks.
And the Balrod. What you got, Balrod? What's going on? Just slam attacks? Is that we mama slamming right now? Oh, okay. Well, this seems a little strong, but we're going to do it. We're going to blast Jamfram again with a single attack.
What?
Blasting Jamfram with the Balrod. This is 34. And for damage, got some bludgeoning damage coming your way. The Balrod. Okay, this is 31 points of bludgeoning damage. And as it rears back its arms and brings them down on Jamfram's shield, you are knocked down to the ground. As the critical effect knockdown, blam! Just it feels like getting hit by a truck or some kind of large walking mech that only be the only thing that would be able to save you right now is if this fight was outside in mech territory. It's going to take us to turn 3 and Asher and Sky. And you guys keep playing.
How much damage did you say?
Sorry, 31 points of bludgeoning. I got to take this dog out. Dog has just been sitting here like, stop talking to these jerks. But I trust Rebecca to just go ahead and take her turn right now. Yeah, I trust you, Rebecca. Please don't make fun of me while I'm gone. That's all I ask you guys. I'm just going to be gone for like 30 seconds. And then
okay.
But the podcast continues. We're not pausing or nothing. This is just happening.
No. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're ready. Okay. We're ready. All right,
here goes, guys. All right, let's see. So I'm gonna shoot at. Wait, is Jamfram down?
I'm lying on the ground.
He got knocked down.
Oh.
I got knocked down.
Okay.
He's taking a little nap. Just a little break.
Well, this is a good opportunity to shoot at the guy in front of you, I guess, right? Yeah. So,
because I'm still adjacent, but now he's got no cover.
Yeah. All right, 21 or lower on the trick, and a 24 to hit. I think that hits and tricks, and they are flat-footed.
Yeah.
What is that total? 40? I don't know.
40?
39.
39? 39. I was close.
None of that counted because I wasn't here to see it happen.
39 fire damage. So
yep. You missed some good, you missed some good takedowns, Patrick.
We killed everybody at one time.
I love that for the listeners, it's going to sound like takedowns. We may have paused for Patrick to go out and come back, but no, it was literally no pause happened just now.
No, I literally just played the game the way I'm supposed to, according to the rules. And that sounds like sarcasm, but play the tape back and you will find out that
you'll find that Rebecca was being the only straight shooter.
Sorry, you're talking to one that's kind of your ally right now? Is that what's happening?
Are they?
The one that's struck by paranoia?
I just shot them.
Well, they don't treat anyone as an ally. 39 points of damage? That one's bloodied.
Yes.
All right, and that will give him the flat-footed and be off this one. Bingo, bango. And we're on to Drew. Zilix.
Oh, so this one's bloodied in the middle. I can shoot this one, though, just to the right here. So I'm going to boost and shoot. Boost and shoot.
That one's got a goody amount of cover.
Even goody with amount. Jam from being on the ground?
Actually, you could probably get a good angle on them from where you're at to only get soft cover. No jam from in your way. You are correct.
If he's on the ground like this, do I still get his bonus?
Coordinated shot. Strikes? Shots? I don't know.
I'm still adjacent. I'm still adjacent. Yeah. So
still holding your weapon. So still threatening.
Not doesn't with matter. Fire on the dice.
Doesn't matter, Drew. Doesn't matter when you roll 5. Okay. That was the most important part of taking my dog outside, because it did smell kind of like skunk outside, but she was very wary about going out by herself.
Now she gets a little treat. You're a good girl. You're a little treat.
My dog is named Ripley after Ellen Ripley from the
Believe It or Not
movies with the aliens.
Avatar.
Jamfram. Jambert. We are on to your turn. Yes. There's probably an element in that movie too, but
there's at least we're not forgetting Woody Weaver in that.
You're on the ground bleeding, and you've got the big old robot standing over you. What would you like to do?
Well, let's see. I don't know. This guy took a whole boatload of damage, I think. 39? A lot of damage. I mean, I do like killing Draelix, is the thing.
Love the smell of bleeding Draelix in the morning.
Yeah, I'll stand up. I'll spend a move action to stand up, and then I'm going to chop down a Draelix.
All right, take your 5 points of bleed damage first, and then get to chopping.
Does that happen at the beginning of your turn?
It does. Hope you don't want to turn once you get down to single digits.
If only there was a... No, never mind. Oh, for heaven's sake. Hey, we got that episode reroll, right? Right? Right?
I do. You are correct. Believe it or not, flat-footed, that is a hit. 3 on the dice against this guy. He's flat-footed right now.
Good thing I didn't make 2 attacks. 31 points of slashing on this guy. Chop, chop.
Oh, he's still up, though, after that. All right, roll your damage, and then we're on to Brandir.
Tyler. Okay, why did I take 5 if that wasn't the bleed damage?
Oh, I thought you were going to roll it every turn.
Well, I am, but yeah, you just told me to take 5. I just didn't question it. I'm going to take two hit points back. Give me those back.
Oh, sorry. I want you to roll it.
Okay.
For fun, for funsies.
I rolled a 3. I rolled a 3 this time.
What you got, Tyler?
I hate robots. I was having so much fun until there was a robot.
Well, there's still Draelix alive with brains that you can attack. Yeah, I don't know what you want from me.
This one that's next to Jamfram, not my friend, the one that's...
Yeah.
I want that one to make...
Are you saying that we're not friends?
What? No. This one next to my friends, plural.
Oh, I see.
Here we go. Will save, right?
will save. Well, I'm actually using a mystic ability, not a spell here. So
I rolled a 3 and then a 4. Let's see if this trend continues. 5,
right?
Oh, well, 8 is still going to be a fail.
Okay. This is the mystic ability Mental Anguish. As a standard action, I tweak the pain centers of a foe, will save or be nauseated for 1 round.
Ooh, nauseated. Oh, yuck. Okay. That on this guy here.
And as a move action, I do a little shuffle just in place.
Like you do. Like you do.
Can't attack, cast spells, concentrate spells, or do anything requiring attention. Just a single move action. That will take us, though.
It pretty much has ADHD.
Redacted.
All right. Which one has flat footed?
The one directly in front of Jamfram right now.
All right.
And looking pretty hurt.
At that one.
Single attack?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That one is downed.
Yeah.
Shot coming from the entrance. You see, we're
down. Not my friend.
Weapons. Yeah, they don't get a chance to harm themselves again. So, yeah, this one that's nauseated is going to just step back. And I think I'm going to make an athletics check to see if this guy can crawl over the thing here. Yes. Boop. This guy crawls over and gets behind Jamfram. Look at him go. So one of the Draelics is over here. I think, actually, Jamfram, you can make attack of opportunity because I think it's going to try to get right here.
All right. I will. Oh, 31 to hit.
Yes. Oh, that is 27. A hit.
27 of them slashings.
Ouch. Okay. It is going to move here and go ahead and do a supernova on just about everybody except Redacted. So can you all make me a, what is this, a reflex save for a supernova? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Reflex.
Whee!
Zilix Jamfram. Looks like Rebecca's moved away from her computer. And I gotta make one for the robot. Balrod. Got a good reflex. That's a success. Yeesh. Rebecca, can you make me a reflex save?
Yep.
You're getting supernovaed. Well, as terrible as you've rolled, Rebecca, believe it or not, still a success.
Oh, that means no damage.
No damage. But I think everyone else is taking half from a big old blast of supernova energy. Let me roll one here. 76. 18. Wow, real low supernova. So 9 points of damage on the half to everyone except Redacted. This one's still going to fire at you, Tyler, but we're going to make 2 attacks.
Rude!
2 attacks.
2 hits.
What is your EAC?
14.
I mean, I'm making double attacks here, so. Yep, 4 is a hit. All right. Good times.
Hey, I'll let you know when you miss.
Ooh, near max damage. Both these shots just drilling our good buddy Pradier here. Let's see.
If there's one thing I am, it is targetable.
This is 37 points of acid and fire damage from 2 blasts. Stop. And the robot is going to move, is just going to step in front of you, Jamfram, to make a single attack. It's going to hit on a 10. 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
One second. You fight defense. Oh, fighting defensively. I see. I'll do that then. How much did you say?
Damage?
Yes.
Is 22.
22. Boy.
Yep. Yeah. And as the fanatics scream at you, get them in one corner, kill this one first, they point directly at the bleeding Jamfram in the center of the room. The Balrod towers over you, Jamfram, as it's striking down, getting ready perhaps to initiate some kind of very painful protocol, murder robot protocol on you. But all you see reading out on its chest is "to be continued."
Hey, mid-combat. That's mid-combat. Not cool.
Yeah, I got bored, so we're ending this episode right now. Oh my God.
What a thing to say on a show, an entertainment show.
Yeah.
Hey, the GM is also bored.
Hey. Do what I want. I don't know. I'm I've spent the majority of my life not straight power tripping as your guys' GM and for my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start straight power tripping right now. I'm done GM in this episode. No, we get a little bit of exciting combat at the start of next week's episode. We know exactly where we are because it's the top of the turn order when we come back. And we're about halfway through this fight, I think. So made it a little bit more difficult. And yeah, well, you've killed a couple of Draeliks and you've got a couple others hurt here. So
please, Patrick, subdued.
Yeah, I don't know.
The keyword is just so strong. I don't know if we should be able...
two of them are definitely killed. You like brain scanned one for like a 60 points damage. Yeah, that'll do it for this week's episode, guys. Thank you for playing with me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Listeners, thank you for listening. We'll get back to the Draelic disaster in the World's Edge Mountains. The next part two of this epic adventure next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next Cosmic Crit.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Farewell.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.